about our Father's business. Grind mode, filled with this Holy Spirit.
That's a cheat code.
Holiness the standard.
We never fold.
We about to make a scene.
Episode.
Yo, 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 we are back. Episode 97 of season 2 of the Not the Same podcast, hosted by this one word, C. Micah, and that one word over there, Rob Redeem. We're glad, gracious, and very happy to be back with y'all for another Not the Same podcast. Music and, I don't know what you said, music and faith show. And it is not the sports show. Yeah, you wasn't tripping, Hagans. It was a lot of technical difficulties, man. But look, man, we are live. We started at 6, and hey, God. He did it. God did. If you're watching this right now exclusively, I said exclusively on YouTube, please do us a favor and do what you see on the screen. Number one, hit that like button if you have not liked the Not the Same podcast. Number two, if you have not subscribed to Not the Same podcast, go ahead and do that right there. And lastly, hit that notification bell so you can be notified when we have our pop-up live shows every other Tuesday when we do our Bible study, man, so you can be notified and be aware of what's going on. Or like tonight, when things change, you get that notification. If you are actually subscribed to Not the Same podcast and you hit that notification bell, you'll know when something had to, you know, quick switch up or something like that. You know what I'm saying? And like what he just said, right? I ain't getting a notification tonight's show either. Like he, see, you know, all of that. It's all straight right now.
We had some technical difficulties, folks. Don't beat us up. Don't beat us up. Also, put them notifications on because we've been dropping a lot of shorts, man. Like right now, we went live, and you probably got a notification that a short just dropped. You dig what I mean? So check
at
out the shorts.
Same time.
At the same
the
time. You dig?
At the same time.
But what we saying is, we are doing a lot of stuff and putting the content out there. So if you wasn't able to catch the Bible study, some of the shorts be from the Bible study. Sometimes it be from the sports shows. Mm-hmm. So hit the notification button because you'll know whenever it is, there's something from the Not the Same podcast drop. You know what I mean? We also want to give a shout out to our rebroadcasters, our MTMV family. You see them in the bottom left hand of the corner. They there every freaking week. You know how that goes. Live show TV. Faithful rebroadcasters of the Not the Same podcast. We thank you guys over there at Life Show for Life Show TV. Let me say the whole title for the replays, for those who watch and give us 2-1 words a chance and listen to what we got to say. Takeover Radio, Parable Radio, Praise 365, RYC Praise News, our homeboy Orlando Page, who's getting it in for the kingdom, His Hop Radio and Podcast Network, our man Mr. His Hop, Sam Stewart himself, and the 520 Collective, and those are the rebroadcasters of the Not the Same podcast.
With that being said, that boy was in his bag, man. He said so much. I like, is that the normal script? That boy got a new script around here. Big salute to my brother. Once again, man, we're very, very glad to be back with y'all, man. And, hey, let's go and get this show started. Let's see what's good. Let me get up. What's good? There we go.
What's good?
Robert Dean, my brother from another mother, like my homie Larry Rogers on the west side. Some call it the best side, but we dwell in the Midwest. Be careful on the west side. St. Louis took in your chain. Man, my brother, what is good?
What's good for me, man, is check this out, man. We hit a milestone for the Not the Same podcast. 30K, man. 30K. We got 30K views. We did it organically. We didn't go buy no bots or anything.
We did not.
So shout out to everybody who has been watching the shorts, who have been replaying the broadcast on YouTube. We appreciate that, man. That is very, very big. And the other big thing is great, great top of the menu workout today, bro. I love it. So I'm feeling good. Hagans know what I mean when I say top of the menu, but go ahead. What's good with you, C?
Man, what's good with me? I was going to say something about the 30,000, man. That is a collective good for between both of us, man. Also, what's good for me is that this Sunday, I will celebrate 23 years of marriage to my lovely wife, Miss Crystal Avery Mars. 23 of them things. We in our Jordan year as of this Sunday, man, and it is a milestone. I am grateful for that. One, I'm grateful that neither one of us look like we've been married 23 years.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And only by the grace of God, man, on both our sides, you know what I'm saying? Because not to dip into the topic, but y'all say, why is the man? On both our sides, by the grace of God, he has kept both of us and kept us in love, kept us together. And just in case anybody ever get it twisted, I love this woman. 1,000%. I'm just going to let that for all the haters.
Yeah, let it lay. Let it go.
Dearly. Man. She is, you know, she is my queen. Not the queen to be is my queen C. You know what I'm saying? Big salute to her, oh, man. I'm very grateful, man. For people that's not married and has not experienced the joy of marriage, it's one of the greatest joys you can ever have. Probably next to the joy of having a child and birthing someone. I haven't had that joy. But other than that, man, the joy of marriage and having someone that you live with. Look at that boy. Someone you live with your whole life, man, you get to wake up to, grow old with, through sickness and health, through good, through bad. You know, there's no one ride or die more than your spouse. You know what I'm saying? Rob is my brother. I love my brother. That is my boy. That's my homie. He don't compare to her. You know what I'm saying? And likewise, I'm sure it does not compare. And like I said, for the people that have not experienced that, trust me, man, it is a blessing. It is not a curse. For the people that think it's a curse, it's a lie from the pit of hell. God Amen. Intended for a man and woman not to be alone. Not that you should hold your head down if you are alone. I'm not saying that before y'all get in them comments and say, well, it's all right to be alone. You know what I'm saying? I found safety in my single. I get you one word. But I'm just saying. As for you and your house, me and my house, and if you have experienced that, it's a great feeling, and it's nothing to be ashamed of, man. So, hey, once again, man, big salute for me and my wife,
man,
Crystal.
Get the claps, bro.
23
get
years,
the claps.
Man.
Get the claps,
it is a definitely an achievement. And, man, all glory be to God. We would not have done it without him. And not that we had a miserable marriage in no way. We've had a great marriage. We've been greatly blessed. But with that being said, trust me, you ain't going through 23 years with nothing but smooth sailing all downhill. That's not the truth. You're going to go through some mountains and valleys and some hills. But at the end of the day, it all made me and her much stronger. And our bond is much stronger. That was my – and let me say this one story, and then we'll get on into the show. Because nobody ever heard about how we got married. I met my wife when I was 13 years old. I was visiting the church. I came from what you call the popular fun church, and we went to go visit the Holy Ghost fear running on pews church, and it scared the living daylights out of me and my father. And the very first person I met at that church was my wife. She walked up to me and introduced herself. Hi, my name is Crystal, blah, blah, blah. Welcome to our church. Because if you ever met my wife, she's extremely outgoing, and it's a good thing, and it helps in her job. First person I met. From that point on, we became best friends. We went to college in the same city unintentionally. She had a boyfriend. I had a girlfriend. We would always go out and go out to eat over and over again. And that was, it was almost like dates, but it wasn't dates because she had a boyfriend, had a girlfriend. We wouldn't know no foolishness. We was best friends from the same city in another city together. And we had to be around other Memphis people to understand it. Because when you go from your home city, you all of a sudden somewhere where everybody ain't like you, it's weird. So we used to hang out, go somewhere and eat. That was our bonding place. You know, me and her sit there and eat, and she complained about her dude. I complained about my woman. She tried to set me up with some girl. That girl was, ooh, God, gee, I don't know what she was thinking. Why you set me up with this Barilla? But she tried. it wasn't a big woman, but it wasn't my type. It didn't work out. And then how we ended up getting together and being married was we were still friends after I graduated. She was staying there. She had her own apartment. My mom and my little sister and me came into town. And she said, let me cook for y'all. And she cooked for us, right? And then one thing, I'm going to tell you the way that she got to my heart. Let me tell you. Now, I already was kind of feeling them. We was kind of like throwing out little flirts. I gave her a little card for her birthday like a month later. And then it came back. And, you know, I was throwing out my little hints, but I really was like keeping it distance because that was my secret crush, my wife. You know what I'm saying? Before, it wasn't all the way revealed at first. You feel what I'm saying? But let me say this. So, she made this cheesecake, my brothers and sisters. This cheesecake, this heavenly cheesecake, right? Cheesecake was so fire. We stayed in Tulsa, Oklahoma. She went to school in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I did as well. It's about a 5.5-hour trip from Memphis, Tennessee to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Me, my mama, and my little sister. Before we got back to Memphis, Tennessee, that cheesecake was gone. And it wasn't a little tiny one. It wasn't a circle thing. No, it was a big boy. It was gone. And then, you know, while we was there, you know, we spent a little time together, and I asked her, out the blue, I wasn't expecting to even start dating at this time. I asked her, what would you say if I asked you to marry me? And you know what she told me? I ain't doing nothing else. I guess so. And we started dating. It's hilarious, and it's the 100% truth. We dated for 1 year, and we got married. And it wasn't no falling in love because I already loved her. She was my best friend. So that part of the googly eyes, and it just switched from friendly agape love into, you know, the phileo intimate love. And right, it was right, easy. Right, right. It was not hard. And I think I say this as I wrap this up for this long story that y'all may not want to hear, but
man,
it's our anniversary.
Talk,
and if y'all mad about it, then y'all come back about 5 minutes. We'll get into our ratchet talk. No, I'm kidding. But they come for the ratchet. No, I'm kidding. But so I think for me personally, the reason we've been able to stay together so long and get through storms, and we ain't had no crazy storms, but I'm just saying our personal storms was because we spent so many years as best friends. Because when you're married, if you think your whole marriage is going to be, oh, she's the finest thing ever. Oh, he's the finest thing ever. I love him. I want to eat him up and all that. That's not reality. Sometimes I hate this one word. I never hate my wife. I'm just saying, for example, you know, sometimes he getting on my nerves. Sometimes she getting on my nerves, vice versa and all that.
Right, right.
But what holds you is that best friendness. You know what I'm saying? Because when you go from she getting on my nerves and all that, that's my best friend. I would never hurt my best friend. Just like Rob is my best friend, I would never intentionally hurt my brother. Never. You know what I'm saying? So it goes from that, except I had that with another woman that was not that we had no intimacy before that. Before that story I told y'all. Not once. No kiss, no nothing. It was always my best friend. And we both had pride that, yo, I got this best friend that we never crossed the line. So once we got into that, like I said, I think that was the staying power. And that is the end of our story. 23 years, man. I'll give applause again for
it. Do it again, man.
You and my spouse, man. Krista Avery Mars, I love you to life. And she's the only one for me, man. I love her. 23 years, man. It's amazing testimony. And as with personal life, I've seen a lot of people pass early. So the fact that we've been able to stay married a whole lifetime where people can drive, you can drink liquor and smoke, you know, to have that length of a marriage, man, God has been good, man. So that's it for that, bro. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. No, man. Come on. Let's get it started, brother. That boy had to get a sip.
Yeah. Let's hold up and wait.
Hold up.
I'm going to say it. So Rob thought I said fellatio. I said phileo, which is the birth. When you know the city of Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, it is derived from the Greek word phileo. This goofy one word. He is married, but
head.
Lord.
He turned around and said, eat it up. I'm like, bro, what is we doing right now? All right. We getting started. Happy anniversary.
Stupid. And that is okay. That is also okay. But anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
For the subject.
All right, bro. Talk
your talk. For the place segment tonight. All right, now I'll let Rob explain this, but why are only the man judged in scandals? Why are, look at wifey, that's my bro. That's my dog.
I wasn't the only one. I'm just the only one that's going to say something. But go ahead.
Anyway, the subject for the face segment tonight. Why are only the man judged in scandals? Let me give you an example for a scandal that only the man was judged. If you watch any sports, you heard of a coach by the name of Ime Udoka. He was married or in a relationship with
Nia Long,
and he got in trouble. He stepped out with somebody, and he got murdered, so to speak, because of what had happened with him and his spouse. But there was another party in that situation, and that name was never released. Released the name. They never released the name. And that's why we came to the subject. Why are the man judged? Why are only the man judged in scandals? Mr. Davis.
Go ahead. Before we get deep into this, I don't know, because there's always two parties. You have two consensual adults. If it's not a situation where he took it, you know what I mean? Because we've heard stories where they just took it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That part is not right. But when it comes to these scandals and they break it out, I always feel like they got to have the fall guy. Mm-hmm. And in that situation, well, he was in leadership. Well, she was too.
Mm.
He just was public front in leadership. She was in the front office. Now, they all say assistant, but she was still in the front office. It wasn't like she was just sitting at the end of the bench like one of the coaches. Or if you look at you look at I can't even think of the two. They were in music.
What's up, Miss Mac?
They were in music together, and they both did a particular genre. And the woman was forgiven. I'm not going to put the names out there because I don't want nobody to see. I told y'all I don't want that to happen. So I'm going to leave the names out. You had two particular artists. One was a producer artist. Another one was a singing artist. And she had been on all these different songs. And it was a big fallout. My man's career was slashed.
My man got dropped from the label.
Got dropped from his label. Yep. His credibility shot all over, formerly known as Twitter, all over X, all over Instagram, all the, you don't hear no more of nothing. But she was on the very next popular album that was out by another very popular artist because, hey, she was the victim. And I'm going to let you go, see, before I get into why I think it is. And it just proves a point for everybody who don't think so. Go ahead, man.
I will say why I think it is. I have to be consistent with what I always say when I'm correcting or getting on men when they have shortcomings, right? As me being a man myself, I would take it this way, just like if I'm the head of the house, then the reason why I'm judged and why the man is judged is scandalous because we are supposed to be the leaders. We are supposed to be the ones who exercise self-control, right? Although both parties are to blame, both parties may have gotten in trouble, we are the ones, our leaders. Just like you said, if he was a pastor, you know, pastor is normally in the sense, not saying exclusively, but normally is in the sense of the male head.
Yeah.
That's the pastor. And if the pastor prayed on a member, and when I mean prayed on a member.
And not prayed for.
Well, let me say this. Not even this. I'm going to say it another way. If a pastor fell into a situation with a member, right, no matter what that member did, it's going to always be looked at that pastor was wrong. And the reason it's going to be looked at that because of his position. And with his position becomes higher responsibility. So no matter who fault it was, that pastor could have been like Joseph in the Bible, literally running from little mama. So much so that she ripped his clothes like the Bible. But it still is going to be, it still would be end up pointed at his fault because of his position and because of who he is. That's what I think in my mind. Why men are always judged. Now with this caveat, there are points, though, that, yes, the man should be at fault and the man should be in trouble, but I think the other party should not be blameless. That's what I say on that.
I don't think
that's fair for the other party to be blamed. Should the man take the heap of the blame? Yes, he's the leader. But the woman, whoever in this situation will be considered the weaker vessel, is not the ignorant vessel. What I mean, because you may be considered biblically like weaker, like in strength a little bit weaker, it don't mean you're not intelligent. They are intelligent. They're very, very smart. So they're not blameless, and they're going to have to get that stuff correct with God just like that man do. You know, they're going to have to repent just like the man will. Go ahead, bro.
I was saving the biblical aspect after the, you know,
My bad.
No, I'm talking about for me, but if you think about it, let's take it back to the fall.
Yeah.
Eve ate first. Man didn't fall until Adam did. Her eyes didn't open until Adam took the bite. So it does go back to, I believe the men are judged more harshly is because we're supposed to have more self-control, or we are looked at as the head or the leader. And we're not downing. I have to say this. Like, it's sad that we're in a society where we have to say this because people like to take excerpts and look, they're chauvinists and they're, no, we're not. I'm just saying in this standpoint, men are the head and they are expected to carry themselves a different way. The only time I really see women get judged is for the teachers who's sleeping with the younger kids when they sleeping with a student. That's the only time you really see a woman get judged about anything. But the man will get judged about everything. If a man is messing, if a man is our age messing with a 20 something, he getting judged. Ugh, he nasty. You know what I mean? Like, no. But
the way you said, you know, it, go,
like,
ahead, bro.
We held to a different, it's held to a different standard. Is it fair? No, but neither is life. And the bottom line is we have to govern ourselves. And when we fall into certain situations where this happens, it's unfortunate because, like I said, that man lost his career. I'm sure he may be still producing, you know, low key somewhere.
He's just
not putting his tag out there. But old girl never once had to stop. You know what I mean? And is beloved. And I just don't, that part I don't think is fair. Because in certain, especially within the church realm, it's like we'll forgive the woman all day long. And the man just, he gets no forgiveness. He is damned to hell. Like it's a wrap. You, mm-hmm. you know, we talked about Pastor Henderson last week, right?
Right.
And the first thing they tried to do, because this man said, you know, he told her to hush. The first thing they did was brought up this man's past about his ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
All because he wanted order in the church. How you gonna tell mm-hmm. somebody to hush when look what happened with his first marriage? Like, I had nothing to do with nothing, but that's just the way society is, man. It's unfortunate.
I think society is like, I'm gonna say this though. I think it's right for the man to be judged stronger, right? I just don't think it's not right. Only part I disagree with you on this, or I don't think you're saying this, but only part I disagree with is that they should go unscathed. Because it's not true. Because right. biblically, you are not unscathed. You know what I'm saying? Like, Jesus came across somebody, that woman that was caught in the act of adultery. Not, mm-hmm. I heard they don't. No. She caught literally in the act. And then God looked at the other man and said, okay, he who have no sin cast the first stone. They dropped all their stones. So, mm-hmm. but it don't mean she was spared. It's like, no, he pointed the finger. Not just you pointing at them. You need to point at yourself. That's what Jesus did in that particular situation. Mm-hmm. I don't think it should. I just think man as a whole, I think it's just biblically the way God made it. We are leaders. And especially a man in leadership is just held to a higher standard. Like my brother, Rob, you in leadership. And mm-hmm. some things you don't get to do. You know, right. Some things you don't get to say. You may want to say. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if somebody comes to you incorrect, you may want to say, I'll roll up these sleeves and kick the dust out of you. But you mm-hmm. got to watch your words.
Beat
you know what I'm saying?
Yep. But I gotta watch.
Right. There's things you may want to say. And then within realms, there's things that you got to say. You feel mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And vice yeah. versa for people in leadership. But when it comes to someone, a scandal with a lady, if you're in leadership, you will be blamed. And I think you should be blamed. But I do not think the other person that's willfully got involved should not be blameless. You know what I'm saying? Because you're all grown here. So if you mm-hmm. now it's different if I mean me and Rob is 40 something years old and you got a 19 year old. Now that's a whole different story. That's a whole different story. But you 40 something years old and you with somebody else that's 40 something years old. No, that was a decision. That wasn't no you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And both yeah. should be held accountable. Now the person in leadership be held accountable more, but the other person gotta be held accountable too. That's what I would think. Go ahead,
I'm with you on that. Neither one of them should go unscathed. Both of them should be. And as far as the male, yeah, you are going to get judged harshly. But I think it goes back to what I'm saying. Like, you're considered the headship. You know, yes. I mean, just rightfully so. You're in that leadership position, even when you're not in a leadership position. And it's crazy, but that's just the way that it goes. So as far as this one, I feel like we're judged more in these scandals. I just don't like when it's. I don't like the public figure. Like I said, both of them were in leadership. He lost his job, and mm-hmm. I'm sure Lil Mama's still on the payroll. However that go, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. those are the parts that I don't like when it's like, well, she was the victim. He should have known, but I don't like that part. Hold each party accountable. Yes, if you want to fire him, go ahead and fire him and do what you want to do, but there has mm-hmm. to be some consequences on both sides when it's a mutual thing. I'm not talking about when someone's coerced, when someone's... well, if you do this, then I, you know, I get you promoted. When mm-hmm. I'm not talking about that type of stuff. I'm just talking about mm-hmm. when people are out there and they get caught. So, yeah, that's just my opinion on it.
Because it would seem like, you know, like in a corporate job like yours, you know, there's corporate mm-hmm. rules or whatever, right? Like right. it could be the male that's a leader or whatever. But if somebody's in the bathroom doing the bang bang, the rules, you in trouble. You out. It don't matter your yeah. stature or whatever. Both of y'all out, right? That's just what I would think. So I think in some of those type of situations, it's like, okay, yeah, he was wrong, and he shouldn't have started this stuff, and he was wrong for leading this stuff and all that. But both of you one words up out of here because you did mm-hmm. this. You know what I'm saying? And you got to be held accountable for it.
I've seen it happen, brother.
Yeah.
I've seen it happen.
I know nothing about it, but I believe you.
No. Years ago.
I believe
I'm talking
you.
About years yeah. ago, I've seen it happen. Literally yeah. that scenario, mm. and both of them was out the door. So
as it should be.
But
in the sense of the person we're talking to that talking about that we don't want to name just to bury them, but let's give y'all a clear picture. This one particular artist, a very, very extremely talented producer, and name tags is all over everything, was basically drugged through the mud for stepping out on his spouse and having an affair with another artist. The problem that we were having with this, and this is all within our Christian realm too, as well, right? That particular producer and artist was dropped from his label and basically made to look like he was, you know, terrible, which he was wrong. But the person he got in trouble with, who was unmarried, kept doing music, kept being featured, kept being elevated, kept being pushed by people on this label. She was not a part of that label, but was still being propelled. And that's where the problem where we would think would be, that's wrong. Because like, yo, both of y'all grown-ups did that. If old boy got dropped and your label head felt so serious that this was such a blight on your label that we had to drop him and basically unemploy him, then why is the same person that you know he had a problem with, you are elevating on the other side?
Mm-hmm.
That's a double standard. You know what I'm saying? So if, for example, I ain't gonna give no deeper example. I'm just saying that's a double standard. If he got dropped, and he should have been dropped, I'm not saying he shouldn't have been dropped. He should have been dropped or basically fired from his job for what he was doing. But at the same time, the person that he got in trouble with should not be elevated.
Yeah.
Because she got to repent for that same sin. Right. It ain't just him. It ain't just him by himself. Although he is the man, and although he is the leader, and although he had this position, okay, you is too. You got a position too. Because you are a leader. You may not be, that other person may not have been a married young lady, but at the same time, you are a leader of people. You are an artist that's leading other people. Because unfortunately, in the Christian realm, when you do music, you don't get to just do music. No, you are a leader. So that one leader had to be sat down and corrected and put down as he should. And this other leader was elevated and played like this person was a victim.
What's a victim?
There was no signs of showing of foul play of abuse or taking something. And if you don't understand, let me make it very plain. There was no talk of rape. It was consensual. Yeah. So if it's a consensual thing, then you in trouble too, little mama. I would think so. Miss Mack says, everyone that played the victim ain't always a true victim. I mean, this is a very true point, sis.
That's a very, very big point. And this, it happens all the time. And we'll move on that. We'll move on. But it happens all the time in all walks of life, not just in the music realm. Because it, you know, one of the biggest ones that was out there for the longest time was the Truth and Ty tribute thing. You know what I mean? Like that happened. And the only person that looked like the bad guy for a minute and sat down, and I think that was because his own personal conviction, shout out to the truth, sat down. You know what I mean? Where, you know, Ty was on a whole different level and had to keep going because the label, like, forget your personal problems, Potno.
Repent, brother,
we got
keep
contract.
Going.
You got to keep going.
You better go to the show.
But when it's all said and done, it just goes to show you, look, man, no matter where you are, whether you're in the Christian faith or you're not, these things can happen. And when they happen, you gotta, what it says, you reap what you sow. That it happens, whether you sow good, bad, or indifferent. And sometimes you may not reap it the same way you sow it. It can come in it can come in different ways. But to this question here, as far as why are men judged more harshly in scandals, as me and C both agree, we should be. We're considered the head, especially if you're in leadership. You're considered the leader. You should know better and control what it is that you're doing. Sometimes we lose control or lack of self-control, but when you get caught up, you got to take it on the chin and accept them consequences, man.
And be a grown man. Be grown adult. You know what I'm saying? Be a grown adult. All right, man, we're going to hold up and wait. Get to our first video of the night.
Hold up.
Hey. Let me pause this. This is a song by Mr. Eshawn Burgundy. It's called I Shall Wear a Crown. I think this is a very creative video, and I want y'all to check this out. Let me start it over from the beginning, just in case, so everybody can see it from the very, very beginning. Here we go, Eshawn Burgundy, I Shall Wear a Crown.
Yeah. Hallelujah. All praise, honor, and glory be unto the Most High. To man, woman, and child, make sure you keep your eyes on the one. Yeah, It's important that I be specific. The track record of the one from Nazareth is so prolific. We open scripture, see potent depictions, inscriptions of unequivocal wisdom from the one that's risen. I'm talking holes from three nails and abdomen incisions. I'm talking minor details like leaving John in prison. While John was being condescending in this drama pending. It's always crazy when family become the opposition. I'm talking staying in Jerusalem 4 days. Why they look for you in every cardinal direction? That means 4 ways. Found you in the temple, they say they've been stressing. 4 days and at 12 years of age, you ask why you ain't checked here in the first place. No disrespect, I know you're supposed to be upset. It's just that the Passover wasn't over for me yet. The one standing in the pond, the Holy Spirit gon' dive on. In the shape of a dove, I'm who the nation's gon' rely on. Who the local officials gon' spy on and lie on. Genesis said that I would crush the head of the python. Shook up the world before Cassius became Ali, convicting the masses of their sin, and if Ali, that's me, no magic. I'm not Bar Jesus like Acts 13. I'm Yahushua from Nazareth. I heal the sick and dodge the fame. My disciples love me. I serve people. It's not in vain. I know this life is ugly. I'ma bring beauty out of this pain. I calm storms. I feed people. I lead people to the feet of the true and living Elohim. I teach people. I meet people. Kindly greet people, but I rebuke evil. Zacchaeus in that same tree I'ma hang from. Hey, beloved, I see you. But it's not my time yet, just like I told my brothers. I'ma stay in Galilee and let them go together. Then I'ma change my mind and go solo and travel later. The Jews are out for blood, they want mine, they gotta be patient. But I ain't scared, I'ma see them, I know they traitors. No heart circumcision, they love tradition and status. Tryna break the seventh commandment on me. Who is they playing with? While I'm there, I'ma teach in the temple and light a flame in it. The one from Nazareth, Luke 18, 37, Acts 22, 8. I'm known for making great first impressions, I'm the word. And word is, I'm synonymous with a weapon. That's not in the first letter to Corinth, but it is in the second. I came for Israel when I was there to redeem my brethren, so they could bring salvation to the nations through repentance. When I left my spirit to give you conviction and blessing, so you holy and connected, while you out preaching my message to every nation. Yeah. I'm coming back, though. And when I return,
that was called I Shall Wear a Crown by Eshawn Burgundy. Okay, my thoughts on this, before I even get to the rapping, I thought it was so dope to me. And I don't know if you saw this part, Rob. It was like, the whole video is like an album cover. And it shows he walks up and became in the album cover and then rapped from the perspective of the album cover. That was so dope. The title is Nazareth, and he's rapping from the perspective of Jesus. If you listen to what all these bars, this was like, it was basically almost like a passion verse. That jump was so hard. That was a beautiful crafted video. Like, in my opinion, just as a person that, you know, we watch these videos every week, that's award winning video. And that dude shoot videos, so he might have did that himself, but that is fire to me. That is like ridiculously fire. Go ahead, bro.
Man, like everything you just said, and getting to the lyrics, to that's Jesus talking.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like the whole that's to let me dumb it down. That's red letters.
That whole
rhyme was Jesus talking, and that's man, that moment was beautiful, bro. Like for real, that hit different. That's probably one of my favorite. That's probably one of my favorite lyrical videos we didn't had on this show. Like, and when I say lyrical, I'm just talking about what he was talking, because he was literally spitting the Bible and giving you every scripture that you can possibly think of. Like, you know, John being in prison and then like, man, that joint was so dope, bro. Replay value about to be dope. I gotta watch that one a few more times.
John was so dope on a high level. You feel what I'm saying? Like that, like you gonna have to watch that a few times. You know what I'm saying? You may be like, okay, I like the beat. Nah, dog. It's so much more deeper than that. You know what I'm saying?
Then
just the imagery of it. To be that dope, all he was doing was standing in front of this thing. But I was totally enraptured in what he was saying. And that's a great piece of artwork. And big salute to Eshawn Burgundy, man. Dope artist for years. And if you wanna add that to your playlist, the song was called I Should Wear a Crown by Mr. Eshawn Burgundy. Let's get into
it. That boy gave a 2-minute Bible study, bro.
Oh, God. CHA segment. Let's go. CHA segment. All right, CHA said, man, ooh, let me come up out that fire video. Why are women required to be sexual in all genres of music? Why are women required to be sexual in all genres of music, Mr. Davis?
Because unfortunately, in all genres of music, everybody looks to hip hop. Mm-hmm. I don't care how you, even the people who don't like rap music or hip hop, look at how everything goes. It goes around the culture. It goes back to, they've been saying this for years, and if any of my white brothers or sisters or anybody outside of the black culture is watching, this is not about a race thing. But what I am telling you is urban culture drives it. You go, it's not us that buy all this music and make.
No.
It's not us. It's everybody who don't look like us that make these artists go platinum and whatever. We do our part, don't get me wrong. But go to a rap concert and see who up front for real, for real. You know what I mean? And see who got all these streams and why they're able to go overseas. Right. And because hip hop sells it, unfortunately, other genres pull that in and make our women do it. Go ahead, and then I'll make a point about one of our guests said.
I think one reason, and this is sad, because a lot of men are horn dogs. And they feel that's how they got to sell it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, let's be honest. Any makeup that's sold, how many times you see a woman fully dressed in a makeup advertisement? It's like it's about her face, but you see the curvature of her body all in the back. But it's about her face. That's what it's supposed to be. When you sell a makeup, Lancome, MAC, or, you know, whatever it may be, it's about the woman's face. It's about the artwork because, you know, that's a style of art on a face. Women that know how to really do makeup, it's art, for real. You know, you take, take me and it turn to a full, smooth face with the right makeup artist, you know. But I think it's to draw men, and I don't think it's all the way necessary, but the if the highest level of music says this is professionalism and they set the standard, then everything that trickles down follows that. You feel what I'm saying? So just like me and you are sports fans, basketball fans, if the highest level of basketball say the three-point shot is the most important shot, then at the peewee game of five-year-olds, they're shooting threes. And I think that same principle has happened in music. The people at the top has decided, okay, we're going to sexualize women. And any woman that's sexualized, they're going to make a lot of money. Any woman that's more, if we say less sexualized, Lauryn Hill, for example, a non-sexualized woman, real music people gonna love her, but she's not. She can't stay at the top because she's not sexual enough. You know what I'm saying? Beyonce, you know, people love Beyonce. Okay, there's this very sexual looking music though. I'm not hating on Beyonce. She's a extremely dope artist. It's not just that makes her dope, right? But for example, but you go to all those rappers. Every new rapper now, they music is beyond ratchet. The female rappers, God dog, like you know, people who cuss be like, man, she cuss a lot. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole different world. You know, people that come in, they make me feel bad. I need to stop cussing. Them type folks, you know. So I just think the people at the top have set their standard, and that's what they want. The problem is the standard bearers are corrupt, and they trying to promote corruption all the way down. Go ahead, bro.
I think you made a good point. If you're not sexualized, you can't stay at the top. So over on the secular side, you think about India Irie. She was like more like earth and she music dope, super dope.
Clearly a super dope artist.
And it's like she was up for some singles, but she wasn't up for the longest where other people stayed up for years. And I'm gonna give it, this is even crept over into the Christian realm. If you look at the top Christian female artists. They are, and Tarcia, shout out to Sis, who was on the show, two weeks ago. Yeah. She said it. It's safe sex over there. You know what I mean? It's safe sexy. It's not too much, but it's just enough. So you can look at it. And unfortunately, in that genre of music, if you're not sexy enough, you know where they throw you at? Gospel. They put a choir behind you because you look, you know, Sister Shirley, and you got a nice voice, but you don't, you're not quite, you know, Christian ain't got to the Lizzo categories where they letting you go out there like that. So we just gonna slide you over here to the gospel section. And it's unfortunate because these women can sing. They can sing like no other, but we have to put you in a box because your size says you're gospel. Your size says you're CCM. Your size says you're rhythm and praise. You know, when you start looking at the, what's her name, Corinne, where she's in that, I can't think of her whole name right now, but very beautiful music on a Keisha Cole type voice. It can put you in the mindset of Keisha Cole, but she has the look that will allow her to be in rhythm and praise. But she can jump over into gospel, but we want to keep you in this rhythm and praise because, you know, we can cross you over a little bit. Not saying she want to cross over, but this is just the way they do women artists, and I think it's very, very unfair. And some people may disagree with me, but think about it. Think about all the Christian female rappers right now that are up top. And I'll leave it at that for those who don't know. Go look it up.
Miss Mac says, because even though people don't want to admit it, sex sells. I'm going to say this. Not just for music, for look at a billboard. What do you see? Businesses, Fortune 500 businesses. Sometimes there'll be this one person that's actually the CEO, and you see somebody else up there. You know what I'm saying? For everything that's advertised, and it is a shame for women in this way because what's portrayed is that you have to be this perfect look, right? The perfect body, perfect skin tone, and all that. And this person is successful. But then this other person that ain't that perfect skin tone, ain't that perfect body and all that can't be successful. And it's a lie from the pit of hell. But the media portrays a certain look in a certain way. Like, for example, this past weekend, I went and watched this movie.
Planet of the Apes?
I forgot which one it was, though. Not Kingdom. War. It's a Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, right? So I watched the first three movies before then, and I went and watched this movie, the new fourth installment, which is kind of a new installment. But then with that, I went back and looked at the old ones, right? And something stands out to me as we do this conversation. So in the old ones, they had a female character by the name of Nova. And in this world, the humans were basically like apes, and the apes were intelligent and sentient, and the humans couldn't talk, couldn't speak. They goo-goo, you know, caveman, basically. And then there's one that came from somewhere else, and he can speak or whatever. And his girlfriend, or the girl he liked, was a female character named Nova. Now, this is a movie about Planet Apes, people that's out there, savages, living in dirt and gloom. You know, she had full makeup on, super skinny, slim, beautiful young lady. You know what I'm saying? Why did they choose that? You get what I'm saying? So, like, even like what Ms. Mack was saying, like, it does, it sells, even in the movies, it's like, okay, yeah, we going to have this love interest for this guy that's in this movie. It's supposed to be in this dystopian world where humans are basically down to the level of apes and chimpanzees and dogs. They're not very, very intelligent at this point. Well, dogs are pretty intelligent. But I'm just saying, like, they're not intelligent like they need to be. But the one love interest is going to have to be like this runway model, you know? And they do it just to sell. But I think in reality, that's not real life. Everybody is not built just like that. And I think for people who have children that are growing up right now and live on Instagram, you got these plastic women that they look at and be like, okay, this is what I'm supposed to be. No, you're supposed to be what you are. I think any person should be the best version of them they can be. The best version of them. And the best version of you may not end up being this stick walking by, or may not end up being this Coke bottle walking by, or may not end up being this, but the best version of you should be the best version of you. That's all I think what it should be. But of course, that's not going to be perpetrated and sold in mass media because in general, everybody don't want that.
No, and what you say, let's talk about, Pierre, what's good? Let's talk about the WNBA. I know we're talking about music, but look at the WNBA. They just had a photo shoot, and they chose all of the best looking women in the league that they could find, put them in some skimpy outfits, Skims. It's a Skims ad, but that's because the WNBA is now trying to get who to watch? Usins. You know what I mean? They trying
to
get
the letter community. Y'all might be all right. Let's go get these dudes that like basketball.
They, They got the letter community in. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And no disrespect. I just can't remember all the letters. So no disrespect. But what I will say is this about that. Now they're trying to get the sex appeal in. And they just had this. The opening games was dope. Mm-hmm. But all of the new people that's coming in, they're trying to make sure they sex sells. Mm-hmm. Get you sexy. Mm-hmm. We know what the predominantly of the what the league is about, but we do got a couple of them in here, guys. Come and check them out. You know what I mean? This is what they look like. And it's unfortunate for women, man, because in that sense, they do have it hard. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Even in careers, they gotta deal with the advances. They gotta deal with this. They have to deal with that. And when it comes to music, you can have the most angelic voice in the world, but if you do not have the look, unfortunately, they'll throw you off somewhere else. And you can be the dopest, you can sound the greatest, and for the most part, there's a few that come through, and the world falls in love with them for who they are and how. Mm-hmm. But look how long they stay that way. I'll give you one person, and what's her name? Jennifer Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
She started one way. Simon said, "You ain't gonna never make it to look like that." Mm-hmm. And now she, when you see her, slammed and she got the whole look that the industry said that she had to have. You know what I mean? And it's unfortunate, man. It's unfortunate.
I mean, we got an example of an artist, a neo soul artist, Erykah Badu, very talented lady. She used to be look real backpackerish. She came out.
Everybody
be naked a whole bunch of times now.
A lot.
And everything had changed. You know, she did a video where she was just walking down the street the way God made her. And that, you know, that's it's just crazy. And it's a shame that that has to be. Because like I said, man, and I want to say this too. There's nothing wrong with a woman being sexy. It's not a problem.
Yeah.
That's not a problem either. You know what I'm saying? If that's what they want to be that and enjoy that. But I think, too, it shouldn't be posted as the only goal and the only way you succeed is that you are this. Because everybody's not going to be that. Everybody may not even want to be that all the time.
You got
to
be happy where you at, man.
You got to be happy where you at. You know, me and my wife are always talking. I'd be like, man, be fine where you at right now. Don't wait to be fine. Be fine right now. You know, why you working on it? Still be fine right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm working on it. My belly ain't what I want it to be. But I'm working on it.
Right.
See me next year. Miss Mac said, at this point, I know God made me perfectly imperfect. love me, my fat roll, because Fluffy going to eat this chicken wing, learn to love yourself.
Hey, facts. You know what, Miss
Mac? Ain't nothing wrong with that at all.
Salute to you. Because I have kids, and I got boys, so it's a little different. You know what I mean? But for everybody to have that young, I'm talking about my daughter's grown.
Right.
Yeah, my daughter grown. She's in her bag. She knows who she is. You know what I mean? But for the young ladies who are going to school, who are on social media, who do see this, who do see that, and these people go and get the surgeries, and now they want the surgery. Like, teach them young ladies. First of all, mothers and fathers, love your kids.
Please do.
Love your fathers. Love your kids where no man can come in and tell her what she ain't. Love your boys where no woman can deplete his self-esteem. Love on your kids. Mamas, love on your babies. I know y'all do because mamas be ready to go to war. But it's very important that you tell your child who they are and what they are. Because I'm going to tell you something. It only takes one person to break that confidence in a young lady. And now it's done. Or for a man. Because I know I dealt with self-esteem for the longest. And we talked about it on the show. It's not about me. But what I'm telling you, when you have kids, it's very important that you don't let them family members talk down on your kids, because that stuff can long-term effects. And be comfortable in your own skin, man. Love yourself, because God love you. Like, the way you are. You're fearfully and wonderfully made, and we can leave it at that.
Fearfully and wonderfully made, man. Like I always say, I will say this, though, man. As I had someone I lost this past weekend, a friend of mine. He was in one of my groups. One of the music groups. I known him since I was a child. I won't say his name on here just for protect the family, but I lost somebody that was younger than me, 43 years old. And one thing I want to say about us as people of color, man, let's eat healthy. He wasn't no heavy set dude. He was a little dude. But it just made me think about, man, I need to keep eating healthy, keep working out. You know what I'm saying? Not working out just to be fine, to be healthy, because we have not been taught that. You know what I'm saying? Think about what we eat as a culture. You know, if we make it real, real deep, we was given the scraps and we made the scraps. We turned lemons into lemonade with them scraps. Yep. You know, you take these pig intestines and they made chitlins out of it. There's a lot of people love chitlins. You know what I'm saying? Take these pig feet, you turn it into sauce or whatever you call it. Whatever that was thrown to us and was thrown in a derogatory way, we as a people learn how to put some seasoning salt on it, some Tony Chachere's or something, and turn it into steak. You know, we as a people been able, we overcame, you know, that's a popular saying for people of color, we shall overcome, but we have, we overcome. But we as a people too, man, we got to think about what we're putting in our bodies these days. I'm not Mr. Pro Vegan, I ain't saying that. Jesus ate meat and I am too, but I'm just going to eat good. But we just got to think about that, man. Every year I get older, I think about that and I keep living. And I see loved ones pass and a lot of it dealing with diet, you know, long-term diet issues. And then perversions from that bad diet turns into diseases and turns into high blood pressure, turns into whatever. And, you know, if you're dealing with those things, man, just go walk on the treadmill. Live another day, man. That's my encouraging word for everybody, no man. Take a little time to invest in you, not just for this, you know, when we talking about the sexy and the coke bottle shape, man, forget all that, to live.
Yeah,
to live long, man, you know, because I hate seeing people pass early. And that's my TED Talk. And to the last video, man, rest in peace to my homie, man. I won't say his name, but you know, anybody knows this, y'all know what I'm talking about. You will be missed. All right, man, the last video for the night. I don't remember what it is, but y'all. Oh, Miles Minnick video. We're going to play, and we're going to wrap it up. Anything else on this subject, bro, before we move on?
No, bro, that's you fearfully and wonderfully made. Remember that. You remember are somebody, that. Too.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Hold up.
All right, this is a song. This is a song called Boosted Up by Mr. Miles Minnick. Miles Minnick has had the year of years. This brother's career has been skyrocketing, and man, big salute to him. So check it out. Boosted Up by Miles Minnick featuring EGR.
Shut it down. Christ like when I write, ain't gon' dim it down. We make it mainstream, it back from the underground. Yeah, who gon' say something? Who gon' try to play with my guy like it's nothing? Who gon' say something? Light up the way when we turn out your function. Gotta ask downtown LA how we turn that thing up with that line on that block. Helicopters is up. You know, club fest is up when they protesting us. But if God told me gold, there ain't no stress in us. Me in the big leagues, God put me young cause he can trust me. Trust me, I did not make it this far with just me. I'm not fitting in with the industry, but I touch me. But my father's been his lieutenant inside a company. Hey, why would I stress? Why would I act like I'm not blessed? Now, why would I? Why would I stress? Why would I act like I'm not blessed? Bruh, I'm with this boosted up. Boosted up. Boosted up. Boosted up. You should know we going.
Like, what's up, bruh? Jump in the car, pull up the doors, we gotta huddle up. Man, all these Christians mad at Christians need to shut it up. It might just be that calling us out as a cover up. I heard this thing, I had to say yes. I was reminded that we grinded in the days past. And we ain't grow up with no butler, we was made less. And what you know about back to school shopping that pay less? That's why I'm tapping in with Feeny, I need two pair. If you don't live for God, you weenie, you a poo bear. And if you think we done it, HMW, you in the trouble. You be knocking at the gates of hell, they scared, they be like, who there? Who there? Why would I? We from the Bay, they think it's times when we say yada da. We turn in 2024 in the 2020 glow. If you don't know it now, you know we finna run it up, run it up.
Why would I stress? Why would I act like I'm not blessed? Now, why would I? Why would I stress? Why would I act like I'm not blessed? Bruh, I'm with this boosted up, boosted up, boosted up, boosted up. You should know we going up.
So that was Boosted Up by Mr. Miles Minnick featuring EGR. Thoughts on the video? Very clean video. I think this brother reps the West Side 1,000%. But it's hard for me to not like anything Miles is doing, man. I really love the whole story of that young guy. I think he's very upfront with his faith. I think he's very talented. I think he's in his own bag. He got this Miles dance. I don't know what the dance is, but you see in every single video, he gonna pull it out. And that second dude was flowing, man. Like, he had a different style, but that man had some bars, and I enjoyed it. EGR. I wasn't familiar with his work, but salute to that brother as well. The videography of it was nice. It was clean. It was a I don't know what you call that. We'll just say a camp video, but it was dope. And a shout out to somebody we've had on the Not the Same podcast before. Mr. Jordan Rambo was in the background there as a cameo. Yeah. Go ahead, bro.
No, video is super clean. Is modern, because at one point they had the little TikTok camera shake. They have fun, man. Miles' music is like D said. She say, "I love Miles." Look, his music fun. If you don't like Miles Minnick, then in my opinion, you just don't like West Coast music. That's the only way I can see somebody not really liking Miles. You're just not a West Coast guy, and that's fine. Like, people don't like boom bap, but as far as this video goes, John was fire to me, man, and he's always having fun. Like, you know how you watch some videos and it's just like, man, this dude was told to shoot this video. My man likes his music. You can see artists who do music, and you can see artists who likes their own music. And you can tell he likes his own music. That's dope.
So once again, that was boosted up by Miles Minnick featuring EGR.
On the playlist.
Been playlisted already. Big salute to those brothers, man.
Yo, have you ever thought, I really enjoy what these guys are doing with this podcast? How can I help support them? How can I be a blessing to them? Look, hit that like notification. Is that right? Like, subscribe, and notification button. That's how it is. Tonight it didn't work. We had some technical difficulties, but it doesn't matter. Hit it anyway, one word, if you ain't already hit it. You dig what I'm saying? So that you can know next time that you know that you know that you know that we live. Just like now, when you get off of here, do us a favor. Shoot over to the Not the Same Podcast YouTube page and check out that new short that just went up from the Bible study, if you didn't see the Bible study this past Tuesday. Or one way you can support us, get that Cash App, Cash Sign Not the Same Podcast, or notthesamepodcast.com/support. It will be updated by the end of the week. I'm not going to say tonight, because I'll be lying. So it'll be updated by the end of the week, and you can see the last three episodes of every show, the Bible study, the sports show, and tonight will be on there as well by the end of the week. So that's how you can do it. Keep hitting those comments, man. We love it. Shout out to y'all for the 30,000 views. Couldn't do it without y'all. Shout and out counting. To y'all for the cash out and counting, for the cash out donations, for the prayers, and just supporting, man. Like, we don't take that stuff for granted. You dig?
Yeah, and one more time before we get up out of here, man. Hey, happy anniversary to me and my wife. I'm saying it for myself.
Happy anniversary, bro.
I don't know if that's kind of bad to say that, but man, I'm celebrating.
Get up out of here with that. 23.
23 years in this thing. We in this Jordan year, man. So big salute to us. Big salute to everyone that came on tonight, man. Even though we had technical difficulties, we still had a good time, man.
Sound it out, brother. Sound it out.
Hey, I had to sound it out. Spell it out. You know what I'm saying? I almost started saying the letters. But yeah, man. Hey, thank y'all all for coming, man. We'll be back next week with a sports show and a music and faith show. With all that being said, I'm C. Micah.
I'm Robert Dean.
We'll see y'all next week. We are
good
out.
Weekend.
About our Father's business, grind mode, filled with His Holy Spirit. That's a cheat code. Holiness the standard.
It's over now. See y'all.